76.
Well, it's our hope in this, Douglas. I had a chat the other day with a man on here to sale. Mm-hmm. Says I spent the ruggedest, hardest delay of last year I've spent in many years.
Mm-hmm. Did he say anything about 1976? Would it be better?
He says, I'm hoping 76 will be better, but says the farmer has always been gypped out of what he's done in life, his prices of what he grows.
Mm-hmm. And compared to the amount of work?
Well, the hours and what it costs to harvest and plant, cultivate, what he get for it, says no wonder people, the farmer, is in the shape he's in.
Yeah, it's really too bad.
But when you go back, he says, to buy it back, you think, well, who's making the profit?
Not the farmer, huh?
It's not the farmer, he says, that's making the profit. It's like a man when he goes into the meat market and sticks his hand over in that cooler and pulls it out. You think, well, the farmer, a man that never grew any cattle. As I heard a lady say the other day in that city, says, my God, I can't buy this stuff. It's too high. I said, well, lady, you don't know me and I don't know you, but since you've said what you have, I'll tell you this much. If you've been in my shoes for the last 8 years of cattle business, and especially the last 3 years, you'd say, well, no wonder the farmer's broke. No wonder. The price that he's getting for his cattle and what he buys feed for says, this stuff ought to be down. I said, well, you know who's making the profit. If you don't, you ought to do like I did one time in the past years. I quit the car business for 4 months and helped a grocery man in about 4 or 5 months. And I bought from, which he gave me the authority to do the buying for the store because he wasn't there at a certain time.
What'd she say?
I says, meet at that time. A back quarter of a veal calf, which is from 60 to 80 pounds, we pay 28 cents a pound, and it sold it for 79 and 95 cents. That was back yonder years ago. Nowadays, look what you pay for it. I says, it's the last place you stick your hand over in that little cool place there. That's the man that's doing the business.
Mm-hmm. Farmer's not getting anything, huh?
Yeah, I was selling a calf out here for 15 and 17 cents, 350-pound calf, and go back and buy it back out of the cooler. You see, well, who's making the money, don't you? If you think I'm lying, you come out here and let's go in the cattle business, but you find some money and I'll help do the work.
What'd she say?
He says, I know you've got something. Says, we were raised on the farm. I says, good lady, I remember back years ago, I bought a cow from a neighbor, a Jersey cow. She weighed about 900 pounds, $18. I've sold yellings at that time, 450 pounds for $12 and a half. But when you go back and stick your hand in that cooler, at that time, I says, what did you pay for what they call, we don't have it today, they grind it? They used to lump up a certain amount of certain parts of the beef and make what they call beef stew in lumps. Mm-hmm. I says, at that time when I sold that yelling, and I can call his name, and he's dead and gone now, but he got a son too living in Attic City, which you'd know if I'd call the name. Sold him that 400-pound yelling for $12 and a half. And went back to the market, back down there later to buy some meat back in the shop. And 59 cents, that was years ago.
Did you use a plow when you were small?
Well, I plowed a plow stock.